Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, and joining me in studio today is a great friend, Daniel Osinski, or Dano, as he loves to be called. He's a man of multiple businesses and talents. The company he's representing today is Unified Title. What Dan does is business development and sales for the organization, and we love to call him Dano. And we'll talk about that kind of as we progress in the interview, but Unified Title is a group with a heart and soul to support those who bring them business. Dan, welcome to the Business Connection Studio.
It's great to be here, Ted. Thanks.
And Happy New Year to you.
Back at you, man.
Wow. We've had a wonderful chat ahead of this interview. I am mightily impressed with an organization like yours whose culture speaks loudly and clearly to those of you who have servant hearts. And you guys have that in spades. So you're involved in some new things coming to the real estate market for real estate professionals, among others. Mm-hmm. But it helps everything go more smoothly, more quickly. It suits people's sensibilities of different age groups. They like to communicate differently. Millennials in particular are email and text. And you've found ways to do things that suit millennials. I mean, they're the next big wave of business. That wave of business hasn't hit yet. So Dan, talk about you a little bit. Let's talk about why we call you Dano, and let's talk a little bit more about that culture at Unified Title, and then let's talk about these new developments.
Gotcha. Well, I can start off a little bit about me. I'm 51 years old. I moved to Colorado Springs in 2002 on a whim and a prayer. My brother brought me out here, and I've learned a lot about and fell in love with Colorado Springs pretty quickly. Been really hyper-involved with the city on a number of different levels, but that's for another discussion some other time, but I've been really enjoying some of the different things here. My latest sales gig, so to speak, has been in the title industry, and it has been a phenomenal fit for my relationship sales demeanor. So it's been a great fit. And talking a little bit about culture and how that all works out, it's funny. Sometimes when you're not looking for something, it finds you. Mm. And so that is kind of how I got involved with Unified Title. Brian Cooper, the owner, local boy. Met him out on the golf course. I wasn't really looking to do anything because, as you talked about previously, I've been involved with a couple other things outside of my own company. So it was more or less something that I was drawn into primarily because of the company culture. And that's a word that's bandied about all over the place. But that's how I got involved with Title.
You can say it, and a lot of people do. Living it is something else again. Before we get there, Dano comes from your work as a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
You do weddings and you do all kinds of events. And so that's where Dano comes from. And the name of your company is name of your company is Laser Sound.
Correct.
Yes, we love that. And I have heard you perform, my friend. You've done work for KRDO.
That's awesome. Yeah, love being there.
Yeah, it's fun to have this partnership with you. It really is. It's good to see you back here representing for Unified Title.
Yeah.
So the culture then speaks, like we said, loudly and clearly through serving and supporting those people who keep your business going, and that is real estate agents.
Yep.
And when we talk about that, we're really talking about newer technologies that are impacting both the real estate and title industries. And specifically, there's a product that you're dealing with now called Close Simple.
Yeah. Close Simple, trying to keep up with the millennials, with the newer, younger generations.
Is that possible?
Yeah, it's not possible.
They're pretty
sometimes
fast-moving people.
They are, but the cool part about it is when you've got, Brian Cooper has always kept his eye on the horizon, see what's coming up, coming down the pike. One of those things is that people are looking to do more and more through their smartphones, through their computers, and Close Simple essentially allows us and gives us the ability to do the majority of the closings through email, digital signatures, et cetera, which is what the younger generation wants. Does that mean that we're going to eliminate having closings at, let's say, a location, signing a bunch of papers? I think it's going to be quite a while before that actually happens, but this is a step in the right direction and also making sure that we keep an eye on what the younger generation wants as needs and demands change.
Well, millennials are in their 30s. They're having families. They're buying real estate. They're living permanently in places. The younger millennials, of course, are a little more nomadic, but when they settle, and they stay very loyal to the communities that they're in.
Roger that, and I will tell you that we've got some of the younger millennials, the 20-somethings, because of the bases that we have here in town.
Yeah.
So it really truly is a good impact, but it's amazing. Even those younger generations still like and prefer that one-on-one. It's pretty surprising considering.
I think it's a very good thing. We should never lose the relational aspects of human contact. We just shouldn't ever lose that.
Rock on.
So close, simple then. Closing meaning finalizing a real estate transaction. Sometimes happens in big groups around big giant tables. We all know that from or have experienced it from buying real estate, and you have now found a way to do that electronically. So talk about the security side of that.
Big point. Wire fraud is huge. Being able to encrypt things properly through the communication process is also paramount when you're talking about something like this. Unified Title has been on the cutting edge, so to speak, of that security side of things through being very aware of what we have to do to prevent wire fraud, whether it be through old-time communication, such as using phone calls to verify wire transactions, that kind of stuff, are all things that we have to put into place. So essentially, what we've done is protected the client through some of those different, not necessarily the newer technologies, but utilizing the older technologies, making sure that we're aware of how things happen, how things get stolen, or how things get mixed up. So
trust but verify.
Yep.
Trust but verify. So if that means making an old-fashioned phone call because, hey, I got this email, there's a link in it that says it wants me to wire six figures out of my bank account.
Yeah.
Should I click that link? And Dan, if you're on the other end of that phone, you're going to say, yes, I can confirm that an email came from us. And by all means, please follow the instructions and we'll go from there.
Yeah, communication and training. That's what it comes down to.
Absolutely. Okay. Unified Agent, which is what you are calling a Palm Agent for real estate professionals. Talk about what a Palm Agent is.
It's a smartphone app, Ted. And essentially what it does is it makes and empowers an agent when they're out in the field. A lot of times an agent will refer to or need a closer to put together a net sheet, okay, which is essentially letting the buyer know or the seller know what they're going to be making on their house. That's mm-hmm. what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. The Palm Agent allows agents to not only do that, but to do quick estimates, to market to these people, capture information of potential future clients. Essentially, what it does is it keeps them from being obsolete, which is one of the big things that I think agents want to avoid. And they may not do it intentionally, but they may not be keeping up on stuff. Palm Agent does that. It gives them the power right in the palm of their hand.
Well, every real estate agent who has succeeded in this market or is on a track to success has probably been in the business for 10 to 20 years, and they are probably working on generation number 3 of these families. So it is adapt or stop growing.
That's right.
And that makes this really, so it does exactly what it sounds like. In the palm of your hand are the ability to do multi millions of dollars worth of business every year because you are no longer having to stop and go somewhere and do something. It's a little bit of not having to delay gratification. We're in a fast-moving world.
Absolutely.
Online marketing. And there's a product that you guys are working on called CoreFact, which is branded for Unified. And it means that agents can track the success of their mailing campaigns, for example.
Yeah, a lot of times agents have complained, or not necessarily complained, but have been concerned with what their ROI is when they send out a mailer, let's say 500 pieces. They want to know what they're getting back in return, how many hits they're actually getting. This particular new product will allow them to see what kind of success they have by receiving a direct email when somebody actually opens up or takes a look at the material that's on the postcard that may be sent to their home. It's pretty slick. Would take probably a whole nother show to talk about,
sure.
But it's an amazing piece of technology. Love it.
Sidebar before we get to our last point with a couple minutes left in the program today. As a consumer, how does all of this affect me?
So as a consumer, what it does is it empowers your agent. You rely on these professionals mm-hmm. and you rely on them to not only provide accurate information, but timely information. In a hot market, of course, timely is more significant. But either way, that's where the impact is as a consumer, having agents, real estate agents out there that are actually a little more informed.
All right. With about 20 seconds to go here, Dano, I love how these interviews go, but they're too fast sometimes. You're really treating real estate agents as businesses like a real brick and mortar business, except for it's portable. It's virtual and it's portable.
Mm-hmm.
That I can see also as a way that makes my life easier as a consumer. So in other words, you're helping make a real estate agent's day a hell of a lot better, which makes my experience with my real estate agent a heck of a lot better. I think that's just such a huge win-win for everybody. How can you go wrong with that?
That's right.
Dan Osinski, business development and sales for Unified Title Company, a great partner of KRDO's. Thank you so much for all you do, Dan, not only for the profession, but for people who deal with folks in the profession who are now having better experiences for the work that you guys are doing over at Unified.
Thanks so much, Ted.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.